I just want to jump in really quickly to ask a very important favour. We know that most of you who listen to No Bullshit Leadership haven't yet hit the subscribe or follow button on your favourite podcast player. This is how the podcast grows. And even though we've already got a pretty decent global following, we're only scratching the surface of what's possible. We started this podcast over 5 years ago with the lofty ambition of improving the quality of leaders globally. So if you've got any benefit at all from listening to the podcast, I'd ask you to just take a moment, literally a moment, to hit the subscribe or follow button on your favourite player. The world needs more no bullshit leaders, and you can help us to make that happen. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of No Bullshit Leadership. What if your people knew exactly what to expect from you? What if they understood your style, the objectives that drive you, and the things you value the most? Most of us never give our people a window into these answers, and they have to learn what we expect largely through trial and error. I can't begin to tell you the number of times I've heard someone say, "Well, I guess I'll just keep going until she tells me I've done something wrong." Not a very effective way to lead your team. There's a huge performance premium to be placed on clarity, and a leadership user manual can only increase clarity. Even though I consider communication to be one of my personal strengths, when I first came across the concept of the leadership user manual last year, I immediately saw its potential for improving team culture. And to be perfectly honest, I was a little cranky that I hadn't come across it sooner. It would have made such a difference to the teams I led. Like a team charter, it lays out the ground rules and establishes your expectations, which could save years of trial and error as your people attempt to interpret what you're thinking and what you might need from them at any given point. There are definitely going to be pros and cons. On the upside, it's a great way to establish principles and seek agreement on them. It provides a referenceable record of your direction, which can be used at the centre of any discussion with any individual who works for you. It can provide a level of consistency. It can extend the reach of your code of conduct and make it more relatable. And it can serve to keep you honest, as you're much more conscious of adhering to the principles that you've laid out for your team. But there are also some downside risks. If you give people your leadership user manual, it could create an expectation that they will adapt to your preferred style, which may prevent you from moulding your leadership style to most effectively lead them. Your leadership user manual will be necessary, but not sufficient. It may give you a false sense of security about how much work there still remains to lead your team to exceptional performance. With consistency comes the downside of predictability. Now, if you're overly predictable, people will begin to make assumptions and not challenge as actively as you'd like them to. And finally, often there's a gap between how we think and how we behave. And if you behave very differently to what's in your leadership user manual, this is a credibility killer. I think the pros definitely outweigh the cons. So please have a think about how you might develop your own leadership user manual. Try to put into words things like your personal style, your overarching leadership philosophy, what your team needs to do to get the best out of you, what things you find difficult to tolerate, how to best communicate with you, and how your people can be wildly successful under your leadership. You might also want to try to explain as clearly as you can what people tend to misunderstand about you, and you might want to try to finish the sentence, "You won't enjoy working for me if..." For more depth on this insight, have a listen to episode 257 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast, Your Leadership User Manual. We'll leave a link in the show notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a no bullshit leader.